People are going to say, hey, he's wearing a different shirt.
Yeah, it's the second one I own. Hello, everyone. Thanks for watching today. We are glad you are here. We'd like to share with you a moment of panic that happened today.
Yes. Okay. So we had our very first snowfall of the year. So of course, all the kids are so excited that there's snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm like in a different kind of panic, like, where's all the winter clothes?
But that's not the real panic.
No, that was not the real panic.
I left in the morning to bring Madeleine to school.
Yes.
And then while I was gone,
our son Jacob went outside to, you know, play in the snow and to do a little bit of shoveling and stuff like that. And then shortly after, our daughter Christina went as well. I was inside with the little ones and I was doing a few little things. Our four-year-old wanted to go out, so I let her go outside and I'm like, okay, we'll go find Jacob and Christina. And she couldn't find them. And so then I was like, went out and I'm like, Jacob, Christina, where are you? Looked on the left side of the house, the right side of the house, yelled a little louder, looked in the vehicle parked on our driveway, not that they're supposed to go in there, went to the backyard, went back in the house, see my neighbor shoveling her walk across the road. Leah, did you see Jacob and Christina anywhere? No. And I'm starting to wonder, where did they go? Like, they weren't in the house. They would have tracked in a bunch of snow. And I was yelling quite loudly. And now I'm looking at places a second time. Like, maybe they're playing a joke on me. Maybe they're hiding. I go to my neighbor to the right. I knock on her door. I'm like, did you see Jacob and Christina? Because I know her kids were playing outside a little bit earlier. She's like, no. I'm like, I can't find them. So my neighbor Leah goes to the park. My neighbor Kaylee goes and checks in her backyard. I call Ken and I'm like, I can't find Jacob and Christina anywhere. And
you recommended, should we call the police?
Yeah, because I really had no idea.
So that's where we were at in terms of worry and panic level at that moment. So your mind starts going to different places, right?
Yeah.
You're hoping for the best, right? Of course. But you're like, what could have happened?
So do you want me to tell you what happened? As you can tell, it's a happy ending.
Right, what happened?
My neighbors we're all kind of congregating. And then I see way down the road, two little people with shovels shoveling the entire neighborhood. Sidewalks everywhere. And I'm just like, oh, there they are.
Moving on.
And I'm like, get in the house. I'm so worried.
Right. Yeah.
They're okay.
So what this made me think about was actually in relationship to Genesis 3:9 and also mortal sin. And because when it comes to mortal sin, what happens? We lose the presence of God in our life. It's removed from us by our own free choice. Through a serious sin, we know it's serious, we do it anyway, those three conditions, we remove ourselves from the presence of God. Now here we have two children that removed their presence from us. And for a brief moment of time, we were wondering, where are you? In fact, that's the very sentence you were crying in the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? And what is the tone of that sentence? It's not an angry tone. Mm-hmm. It's a desperate tone. It's a cry from the heart of love, saying, I'm missing the one I love. I'm not in communion. You're not in my presence anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at Genesis 3:9, what happens? What has happened? Adam and Eve have just taken the fruit they've eaten and they've removed themselves from the presence of God. And what do? They run and they hide. And the very first thing that God does is what? Does he come to them in anger, saying, give me what you have taken. You owe me. Give it back. Or make up for what you have done. No, the very first thing is that cry of love. Genesis 3:9, where are you? It's the broken heart of God crying out for the one who he loves the most, who has intentionally removed himself from the presence of love. And so here we are sometimes in the spiritual life and we commit mortal sin in our weakness, in our silliness. And when we are in that state, of mortal sin. We are without the life of God. And sometimes we can get ourselves into this shame where we think that God is looking down on us, or that we are somehow unacceptable in the eyes of God, or that he could never welcome us back. But in reality, his heart is still crying out, as it did in Genesis 3:9, "Where are you?" This is the heart of God for us in our weakness. And now every parent, if you're watching, knows what it's like to temporarily lose a child. You're not sure where they are. We've all experienced that. And maybe some of you have actually lost a child. What's the first response that you have within your heart? It's not an angry thought. It's a desperate heart. It's a heart that breaks. And that is the heart of God the Father for you. One that never ceases to call us into communion with himself. So reflecting upon our experience today, that's what came to my mind. Mm-hmm. Anything to add, Janelle?
I'm just gonna say, I'm never going to let them go outside by themselves ever again. I'm kidding.
And that's the beauty of free will, isn't it? God always gives us a choice.
Yes, yes.
So friends, let us know your thoughts on our sharing today. Have you ever experienced something like that in your life and you lost a child, and what was going on in your heart? And can you relate that back to the heart of God? Would we remove ourselves from his presence? Let us know your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for watching, guys. God bless you. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.